flu is one of those illnesses that seems to be a common, almost inevitable part of life, especially during the colder months. But while many people think of the flu as just a bad cold, it's actually much more serious. Influenza, commonly known as the flu, is a highly contagious viral infection that can lead to severe health complications, especially in vulnerable populations. Understanding the flu, its symptoms, how it affects your body, and the best ways to prevent and treat it is essential for protecting yourself and those around you. Welcome back to Health Square, where we break down essential health topics to help you live a healthier, more informed life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of influenza. Whether you've had the flu before or are trying to avoid it this season, this episode will provide you with the knowledge you need to navigate flu season with confidence. The physiology of influenza. What happens when you get the flu? When the influenza virus enters your body, it primarily targets the respiratory system, including your nose, throat, and lungs. The virus latches onto the cells lining your respiratory tract using hemagglutinin proteins and begins to multiply rapidly. This triggers an immune response as your body tries to fight off the infection. This immune response is what causes many of the common flu symptoms, such as fever, body aches, and fatigue. It's fascinating to note that the influenza virus has a unique ability to mutate rapidly through a process called antigenic drift. This mutation leads to small changes in the virus's surface proteins, making it harder for the immune system to recognize and combat the virus in subsequent infections. This ability to mutate and adapt is why new strains emerge every year and why the flu vaccine is updated annually to match the most prevalent strains. Recognizing the symptoms, how to know if you have the flu. The flu can come on suddenly and can make you feel extremely ill. Common symptoms include a high fever, chills, muscle aches, headaches, and a dry cough. Some people also experience a sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, and fatigue. Unlike the common cold, the flu often causes a high fever and body aches that can leave you bedridden for days. An intriguing aspect of the flu is that it can also lead to gastrointestinal symptoms like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, particularly in children, which is why it's sometimes confused with stomach flu, a misnomer for gastroenteritis. Rare complications beyond the typical flu symptoms. While most people recover from the flu within a week or two, the virus can lead to more severe complications, particularly in young children, the elderly, pregnant women, and those with chronic health conditions. Complications can include pneumonia, bronchitis, sinus infections, and worsening of chronic medical conditions like asthma or heart disease. One of the most severe complications of the flu is viral pneumonia, where the flu virus directly infects the lungs, leading to severe respiratory distress. Another rare but serious complication is myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle, which can occur when the flu virus infects the heart. Additionally, secondary bacterial infections, such as those caused by Staphylococcus aureus or Streptococcus pneumoniae, can complicate the flu, leading to more severe illness and increased mortality. Famous and infamous incidents related to influenza. One of the most devastating flu outbreaks in history was the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, which infected about one-third of the world's population and led to the deaths of an estimated 50 million people. This pandemic was caused by an H1N1 virus with genes of avian origin. Unlike typical seasonal flu, the 1918 pandemic disproportionately affected young adults, a phenomenon still not fully understood today. The Spanish flu highlighted the flu's potential to cause widespread devastation and significantly influence the development of modern public health measures. Following the Spanish flu, the world experienced other significant influenza pandemics. The 1957 Asian flu and the 1968 Hong Kong flu were caused by new H2N2 and H3N2 influenza A viruses, respectively. These pandemics resulted in millions of deaths worldwide and underscored the importance of surveillance and vaccine development in controlling influenza outbreaks. More recently, the 2009 H1N1 swine flu pandemic emerged, caused by a novel influenza A H1N1 virus. This pandemic was notable for its rapid spread across the globe and its relatively lower mortality rate compared to the 1918 pandemic. However, it still caused significant illness and highlighted the ongoing need for global cooperation in pandemic preparedness and response. Throughout history, influenza has affected many notable individuals. For example, former U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt battled the 1918 Spanish flu shortly after being elected, which complicated his already challenging first term. In more recent times, public figures like singer and actress Julie Andrews have advocated for flu vaccinations, emphasizing the importance of prevention, even among the well-known and seemingly healthy. Prevention: how to protect yourself from the flu. The best way to protect yourself from the flu is to get vaccinated every year. The flu vaccine is designed to protect against the most common strains expected to circulate that season. While the vaccine isn't 100% effective, it significantly reduces your chances of getting the flu and can also lessen the severity of symptoms if you do get sick. Beyond vaccination, good hygiene practices are crucial. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water, avoid touching your face, and cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or your elbow when you cough or sneeze. It's also important to stay home if you're feeling unwell to prevent spreading the virus to others. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle can also help strengthen your immune system, making you less susceptible to the flu. Eating a balanced diet rich in fruits and vegetables, getting regular exercise, staying hydrated, and getting enough sleep are all essential components of flu prevention. Treatment: what to do if you get the flu. If you do catch the flu, it's important to rest, stay hydrated, and manage your symptoms with over-the-counter medications like acetaminophen or ibuprofen to reduce fever and relieve aches. Antiviral medications such as oseltamivir, Tamiflu, can be prescribed by a doctor to help reduce the duration and severity of the flu if taken within the first 48 hours of symptom onset. For those at high risk of complications, antiviral treatment is especially important. It's also worth noting that antibiotics are not effective against the flu since it's caused by a virus, not bacteria. However, if complications like bacterial pneumonia develop, antibiotics may be necessary. Intriguing facts: the Spanish flu and beyond. Did you know that the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic coincided with the final year of World War I, contributing to its rapid global spread? Troop movements and crowded military camps created ideal conditions for the virus to propagate. Unlike typical flu seasons that primarily affect the very young and the elderly, the 1918 pandemic had a W-shaped mortality curve, with high mortality rates among young adults aged 20 to 40, a pattern not commonly seen in other influenza outbreaks. Some survivors of the 1918 Spanish flu experienced long-term health issues, including neurological complications and chronic respiratory problems, highlighting the virus's potential for lasting impact. These lessons from past pandemics have led to the establishment of organizations like the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, which play crucial roles in monitoring influenza strains and coordinating responses to outbreaks. Conclusion: staying vigilant during flu season. Influenza is more than just a seasonal annoyance. It's a serious virus that can lead to significant health problems if not properly managed. By understanding the flu's symptoms, prevention strategies, and treatment options, and by learning from historical pandemics, you can better protect yourself and your loved ones during flu season. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing the flu. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, staying informed and taking preventive measures is key to staying healthy during flu season. Until next time, take care. 4-0.